The Gemara wants to know, how's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that he has to be going to Mishal Ovo, Lumi Shal Imai. So the Gemara is, how does she have any money? Mashikonsi Shikonu Baila. So the Gemara, the first Tarsim Gemara is that Tesuda Mechenes La Ovo Lumi Imai. It's not the Gemara's Doicha, it can't be, because he has to steal money. But it's the Mei Suda. So Rashi says that it means not that she actually, the father put money down for the suda. Since she has a shaykh in that money, says Rashi, she's shaykh in that money, since the husband is mechuyev in her mezainis. So maybe it's called that he was going to mishul imay. Since this money is mizumin for the suda, mishal imay karinabu. It's called mishal imay. Di nami shaykh behem midino. She has a shaykhus in that money midino. The baal chayiv mizani sel. Yeah. So the Rama says, and Rashi, what does that mean? The mice is not her money. It's his money. It's the husband's money, not the wife's money. So how's that still called that it was gone to mishal imay? So the Rama says it means though it's matul yado, that the money actually she took the money. So now it's her money because the husband's mechuyev in. The husband's mechuyev in her and her mezainus. In Yishami, the Maaseh says like the Rama. Anybody have a Yishami? Yishami also says the Kasha. How does the mother have money? So the Yishami says that it's talking. I think you're saying the Yishami. Comes to the same thing. Okay, give me a minute. Yeah, it's an Alach Adalad. The carbonator says, I mean, she took the pat, ba'avdus shayru, and she's making the suda, and then it was stolen. So the food's already in the. She already took the money and. Yishami's not mechalak, money, not money. Yishami says that the food's already in the pack. Yeah, right, it's not like the Bavli. The Bavli says stealing food, you're not chayiv, you have to steal money and then buy food. Yishami's kind of like the habit of the Aragamar, that the food's already in the pack, so she was zoich, it's like matul yodo, the food's in the pack. Others, though, are goyish and Yishami differently, that not having nosva diurin, but having nosva diurin. Urine means a stipend. Speaking of urine, a stipend like the diurnal. It's daily. She got the stipend. Now have the shayru, and she's making the meal. And I guess also Yishami says that you could steal the food. But Akapanim, what exactly the Yishami isn't. Is Yishami talking about the food or the money? But Akapanim, it says in Yishami that she's already making the food. She's already cooking supper. So it's matul yada. Yeah, that's more like the Ramah. That's like the Ramah. It was matul yado. But Rashi said not the way. Rashi says it wasn't matul yado, but since he has a shaykhus in the money midino, because vayla chayiv mizaneisel, so it doesn't sound like in Rashi it was matul yado. What does Rashi mean? So that's what Rav Shmuel wants to say. There's a nesivus in Shin Mem Dalet. Beginning of Shin Mem Dalet, the nesivus says chiddush din that if a loiva owes money to a malva. And the loiva takes the money out, and he says, "This money is for the brain achayiv." So the money, without any ma'aser kinyan, the money belongs to the malva, since he was meyachid for the brain achayiv. So says the others, a chelik in that nesivus. But akapanim, you want to learn that's the pshat in the Rashi. For the father, since the father has a chiyuv mizaynus to the mother, so there's a chayiv, and he took this money and he was meyachid for the brain achayiv. So now the money, without any kinyan, the money belongs to the mother. Yeah, so the problem is not the Lashon Rashi. The Lashon Rashi is that she has shaykh of Ahamidina. She has a shaykhus of the money. Doesn't sound like she was zaykh of the money. Like what? I guess I looked the Nesivus up inside, so I don't know what's the. I mean, I really should have, but I didn't see the Nesivus. I don't know what's the apparatus behind it. So I thought maybe, just to say absurd, I thought maybe the Derech Efshe, Havana and Rashi, or something of Havana and Rashi. We saw the Gemara says in Samach Gimel, the Shita Zavavli is that the Asara for Ritzayim Meir is from Lysokhul Alado. Achilashe, maybe with Eshivas Dom. So it sounds like in the Babli that the fundamental issue is the Achilo. The Gneva, which the Yishami says, where's that Asara from Ritzayim Meir? So the Yishami says from Lysigma. See later in the Ramah about this, but Yishami said the Asar is from Lysigna. Not only that, Yishami said the Asar for both Achilas. Yishami says the Asar for the Achil Rishayna is from Lysigna, and the Asar for the Achil Shni is from Lysigna. So then I say, can I say, because Nevzan says that Dibras is talking Dinei, Rabbi says it's talking about Dinei of Nefashis, because it's the Dover Lamed Menyona, everything else there is Achil Misa. Yishami says that the Lysigma over here, it's a Chiv Misa, but it's a Chiv Misa Bensar Yomar. So Lysigma is the Asara for Achilah Shniya Bensar Yomar, where it's a Chiv Misa. And Lysigma, which says in the context of Dini Mammon, is that's the Asara for Achilah for the Achilah Rishayna. A component in Yishami, it says that the Asara Bensar Yomar is Lysigma. Lysigma is Lysigma. But in Babli, it says that the Asara is from Lysigma. We'll have to deal with the Ramah. The Ramah might say it's like Yishami, the Asara is from Lysigma. We'll have to deal with that. Cards against the Gemara Tzamech Gimel. We'll worry about that in a few minutes. But Akapanim, Lefi the Babli, that the Asar is from Leseichlu al Adam. And by the way, in Tosis and Tzamech Gimel, it's in Vur, that Leseichlu al Adam is the Asar both for the Achilu Rishonah and for the Achilu Shni. But that's not spelled that preferish in the Gemara. Maybe it's only the Asar for the Achilu Shni or something. But in Tosis and Vur, that it's the Asar for both Achilus. Asar for the Achilu Shaina and the Asar for the Achilu Shniya. So how that says that the Iker Avera, the Iker Geder of the Avera Mitzrayim Meir is the Achilu. The Rambam keeps calling the Achilu HaMechleres. The Achilu is over the side. So what's the Gneva? The Gneva is a Tanai. It was a Tanai that has to be that this Achilu was brought about through a Gneva. But that's not the Etzema Issa. The Etzema Issa is the Achilu. And the Lashon HaRambam is very much not that way. The Rambam writes, goodbye, the Rambam. Yeah, you've all seen the Rambam very many times. The Rambam been in Halacha Beis. It's the wrong chelak. But so Ram says that this achila has many conditions. The Ram puts together the halachas of Ashikna Mishaloviv together with the halacha of that the basar has to be chai ve'ene chai and the yayin has to be mosik ve'ene mosik and all of the other tnoim of the achilo. Those are clearly tnoim in the achilo. So Ram says that Ashikna Mishaloviv is a tnai in the achilo. It's a tnai in the achilo that the achilo has to be from money that he bought, from money that he stole from Oviv. Or from Dabesh of Yudah, from Oviv and from Iman. So it's just a tnai in the achilo. So perhaps it could be Moisifah, a gather in that. That it means, it be'etzim the Isser is the Achila. But the Achila has to be that he's that this Achila is an Achila that he took from the mouths of his father. And his father, or his father and his mother. Because this achila that he's zoyle v'soyve is from what he deprived his parents of. No, it's not stama tnaya without any. That the geder, what is the gneiva have to do with the achila? How is it a tnaya? Because it says in Rambam, that the gneiva is a tnaya in the achila. What does it mean that it's a tnaya in the achila? So you could learn it's a tnaya in the achila, like just an arbitrary tnaya in the achila. You know, you have to assert a certain, you have to press the button of the gneiva in order for the achila to be mechayev. But perhaps it can say more than that. It's not stama arbitrary tnaya. The geder is that the gneiva is intimately connected to the achila. Because the achila has to be an achila that's mitoich piyam shalom v'shalimach. This achila that he's doing with zoyle v'soyvei, it's from his poor parents whose money he stole. So he's like depriving them of this achila. He's eating it from money that he deprived of imay of. If that's together, so then already perhaps it's enough in order for it to be called. If it's a din, you have to steal from the mother. Let's say in a Rabbi Shabbi Yudah, it has to be from Ovav and from Imoy. If we mamash it, then you have to be overlay signal. So to be overlay signal from the mother, it has to be the mother's money. What does it help that he stole the father's money that the mother had a shakas to? That's not like signal from the mother. But a yoist that the badly shita is, that their real issue is the achila. And the gneva is just a tnai. You see, in the Rambam, it's mamash very strong, where the Rambam puts it. It's like the achila has to be like it has to be boshul v'le boshul, mozuk v'le mozuk. It has to be an achila that he stole from the parents, money that he's depriving the parents of. So for that, maybe it's enough. Even Rabbi Yosef Huda, that has to be mishal imoy. It's enough that this achila is from money that we know would have gone to feed the mother. No, his poor old mother. He's eating. He's being zayil v'sayvi from mother that would have fed his mother. From money that would have fed his mother. How's it called money that would have fed his mother? Because the money was mizumin for the chiyuv mizaynus of the mother. That's what Rashi says. It's mizumin. Kevin should just dam milakach. Once his money was mizumin for the mizaynus of the mother. And it's not stam because the father was leaving the money the mother of an anniversary gift. The father had a chiyuv mizaynus. So midina, that money was mizumin for the mother's mizaynus. She had a shaykhus to that money. That money was earmarked, was mezumin for her. But in dinim mamet, it's still the father's money. But it's money that's mezumin to satisfy the mother's chiyuv mezainus. She has a sheikh, she had a sheikh of that money in din. So now when the son uses that money up for his zayil of a soive, so that's called that this achila is an achila that's gone from other than from iman. You don't need that in dinim mamet, it's the mother's. All you need is that it's enough sheikh, the mother had enough sheikhs in it, that when the son eats it up, it's called that he's eating up he's eating up the mother's supper. He's eating up the father's supper. Not satisfied with that. So it's grad meduyik. The Yushami doesn't say it this way. The Yushami says that his mama she has the food. She got the stipend. The father gave her the diurn, whatever. It's the father gave her the stipend or he gave her the food. And the money's already matul yoda. And it's meduyik also the Ramah. The Ramah is chaylik and Rashi. And the Ramah, he doesn't know what this means. It has to be matul yoda, otherwise not the mother's money. The Ramah's l'shitosoi, we'll see in a few minutes. The Ramah taka holds that the ashara for the gnevis, from the ashara ben sarim meris, from l'signal. What the Ramah does with the Gemara and Samachim, we'll worry in a minute. But the Ramah by us on our Mishnah. The Ramah in our Mishnah says, we saw this Ramah at the beginning, I didn't give it as a Marmokim, but we saw this Ramah, I gave it as a Marmokim a long time ago. The Ramah says in our Mishnah that where did the Mishnah get the notion that it has to be goyim mishalav mishalima? Where did the Ramah get the notion that it has to be gneiv at all? So he says the Ramah, he buys him a koi, he buys him a svara. But the he says he buys even the says the Ramah two things. He buys him a svara, he buys him a koi. He says he buys him a svara because the whole bunch of Mishnah is soifei melastim as abrius. So he has to already be melastim as abrius now, but that's his soifei melastim as abrius. So it has to be that even now he's already stealing to get this. Now he's stealing from his parents. Ultimately, he'll steal from everybody. But so I have to already see now a soif for the last time as a priest. And then the Ramah says, "You buy a same as svara, because you have to have an ashara." And Einshim Elim came by Sirim. Where's the ashara for Ben Sirim? Where's the ashara for the Malkus? Says the Ramah from Loi Signov. So the Ramah holds like the Yerushalmi. Again, it's shver from the Babylon time of Kimmel. But the Ramah holds from like it seems to hold like the Yerushalmi. That it says in Perish that the ashar of Ben Zayimim of Ben Zayimim rather is from Leis Signal. So the Ramah l'shitosei holds that it has to be mamish gneiva from the mother, because it has to be Leis Signal from the mother. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that has to be from the mother. So Lashitosa, he just says, what does it help? Shaychus. What does Shaychus matter? Is it the mother's money? Or is it not the mother's money? Says the Ramah Lashitosa, like the Yerushalmi Taka says, that it has to be Matali Yoda. I think that stems very well.
Does he also say that the Iker has to be the Gneva then? Or does he also agree that the Iker is the Akila? Like they're not.
At least it's not just the time. If the answer is loy signal, then that there is not such a night. Then the gneiv is a chelik. The mechayev maybe need the achil also, but the gneiv is a part of the mechayev of ben
Sarah Mer. I thought also when I was reading Rashi, I thought that the fact that he says Mishal Imo Karina Buhu, that they're called by the mother of Mishal Imo as opposed to Mishal Imo Haim, and maybe also he was saying that like it's not necessarily the anonymous, but just in the way that we relate to these money is like we consider them being part of like being related to the mother. But that was
Shah. Well, Karina Bahu does not mean Karina.
I mean, Karina was supposed to, like, they're not really the mother of
the mother. So I don't know. Karina Bahu does not mean Karina Lehu. Karina Lehu means we call it Mishal Imah. Karina Bahu means it satisfies the Mishnah's condition of Shalima.
Right, even though it's not necessarily in Dinei Mamas.
Right, but it doesn't exclude that it's not in Dinei Mamas. Meaning, I don't know that it's a deal. If Rashi would have said Karina Lehu, Mishal Imah Karina Lehu, so I would say, oh, it means not Mamas Mishal Imah, it just. Karina Bahu Shalima. It says Karina Bahu. Karina Bahu means the mission is that you need a condition of Mishalima. How do we satisfy the condition? The condition is satisfied because of what Rashi said.
Okay,
so I'm not sure. I think you're right anyway, because I think I'm right.
In the next line of Rashi, who cares that she's shy to them?
Yeah, that I think is true, right? That's Nechlam. That's Nabi Matai. What's the Shaykh? What does this mean, Shaykh Bahu? Is it hers or is it not hers? Nechlam. That's what I'm saying. She has a Shaykh to that money, meaning she has. That's all it means. And this money is mizumin to satisfy her chiyuv. She has a mizumin is coming to her, midino, and this money is mizumin for that chiyuv. So that's called that she is a shaykhus that money. That's what Rashi said. She is a shaykhus that money. A shaykhus that money doesn't mean it's her money. I'm nechami. That's what I'm saying. It's talking that you're saying you're the diak of Karin and Lahu. I'm just saying, you know, Rabbi Akiva, Karin and Bahu is not. Doesn't. I don't know if it's. I don't think that's a diak. Karin and Bahu just means it satisfies the condition. Okay, yeah.
You don't have to say that just because it's a tenaya doesn't need a full milus.
What?
Then
you
have to say that just
because
it's a
tenaya. I'm not saying because it's a tenaya doesn't need a full milus. It could be a tenaya and need a full milus. I'm saying, A, that it's a tenaya. That's Maduk and the Ram that it's a tenaya. I think the Bavli, it's a tenaya. Because it really is just like Seichel al Adam. I'm saying more than I'm saying that the getter of the tenaya is, that's Stam a tenaya. Would Stam be a tenaya? You have to steal, and then that's a tenaya. You have to steal, and then you have to be like Seichel al Adam. So I don't know that I would have gained anything. I'm saying something else. I'm saying A, it's a Tanai, but that it's not Stam a Tanai. The Havana the Tanai is that the Achila has to be called an Achila that's at the expense of the parents. The Achila has to be that's not Stam that he's Zoyla Vasoyvi. He's Zoyla Vasoyvi at his parents' expense. You know, his parents are shivering in their poor garret and he's being Zoyla Vasoyvi. You know, so that's why Tanai and the Achila. So for that it's enough. So then already we can say, for that it's enough for it to be called that the Achila was at his mother's expense. It doesn't have to be literally that he stole the mother's money. It's that he stole the money that was mizumin for the mother's mizonis. That's already called that the Achila was at the mother's expense.
Why does going to her garden?
No, the father gave her a present. Hello, darling, I bought you a present. Your favorite Chinese dinner. So that wouldn't be called that he... But he didn't give it to her. So the father wants to give the mother a present. That doesn't mean if the son stole it that he's stealing from the mother. He's stealing from the father, unless it's matul yada. But if it's money that the mother has coming to her, this is the money that's mizumin to pay the mother's monthly grocery bill. This money, the mother has mizunus. You know that the father has to supply. She has a grocery bill. The father's supposed to pay. The father gave the father put down the money now for the mother's grocery bill for the mother's mizunus. So that's really cool that he's taking the money from the mother. I mean, not literally nilchas gneiva. But it's called that he's depriving the money of her mizonis. But if the mother had no claim on the mizonis, then if you steal money from the father that the father thought is going to be that wouldn't be called that he's depriving it of the mother. He's depriving it from the mother because the mother has mizonis coming to her, and this is her mizonis. This is her source of mizonis, and this money was mizumin for her mizonis, and now the son is stealing it. So it's called that his achila now is at the expense of the mother. No, I don't even marry on this. I think it's an intuitive sort. It's not such a balabatish sort. Reb Chaim said most of his sort is a balabatish sort. And there's another kind of balabatish shor which we know, but this is you have to know that in your mouth. Then moving along, but it's by saying the Gemara says The second teretz of the Gemara is he by saying with the akni la'ache, v'omela amenashe in lebaylech v'shus bet. So Rashi says.
So Rashi
says that if somebody gives the mother over here a matona, so without the tnai, then the father would be zeichel like he's zeichel in the mitzia. Which means the father would be zeichel in the matona itself, like he's zeichel in the mitzia. He's zeichel 100%. Taisus and Kiddushin Chav Gimel and most Yishayim over there in Kiddushin and the Rambam are you in Rashi? And they say that the husband is not zeichel in the matonas of the mother. He's zeichel in the seal, but he's not zeichel in matonah. What he has in matonah is that the mother becomes the matonah belongs to the mother. All the husband has in the matonah is what he has in any money that the wife happens to own. Any money that she owns when she gets married. You know, the wife gets married, she had a lot of money in the bank. Doesn't belong to the husband. But the husband's zeichel pairs. And that's also that kind of payers tachas perkayna, since he's mechuyev to be pirate, she'll get kidnapped. So, can I get that? He gets her payers. It's also one of the things that she wants to say that Michael on this, she has Arabs be other. It's litevosa, but Akaparim doesn't get the payers. So that's the case over here also. Somebody gave her a matana, so Moshe Shanu hold the tenai is just that the husband shouldn't get the payers, but the guf belongs to the wife regardless. So, it's very fair. That's the case. What's going on? So why in Agamar do you need it tonight? And if somebody gave her a matana, he didn't say Amenashe in the Bible, which is fine. So what? But it would still be the wife. It would still be the mother. It's still called he was gone to Michel Yiman. So why do you have to have a tonight Amenashe in the Bible, which is fine? The Gemara says the case is that somebody gave her a matana and he made a tonight that the husband shouldn't get the payers. And what would be if he didn't make such a tonight? And the husband would get the payers. So what? But who does the money belong to? The payer, the carrying of the money. It belongs to the wife. It belongs to the mother. And if the son steals it, who's he stealing from? Well, he's stealing maybe the payers from the father, but he's stealing the guf from the mother. So he satisfied the condition of Ganim Shalimim. Why do you have to have a tonight? And the truth is, we could ask on Rashi, even if you're Rashi, that the husband gets the matana 100%. But why didn't the Gemara say a case that the son stole the mother's nichsei miluk? The son stole money that the mother just happened to have from before she got married. That everybody agrees that belongs to the mother, not to the father. The father just has payers. So why did I say that the case is that the son stole that? Davni Milum, it's even paid dollar at the beginning. He's argument on this problem. Sort of in a backhanded way, but he touches on this. Yeah.
Ramat says that you need a gavash nisreitna or shusna. It's particularly the mother's love.
Yeah, I didn't see Ramat's side. I've heard about that Ramat.
Because he thinks that he learns from a sifrei that it has to be shal imai because it says bekoil avi bekoil imai. It has to be something that's dafka the mother's.
whole drasha here. I don't think it says all this in the Sifrei. In the Sifrei. The Ramah says, and this has to do with later, we'll talk about the Ramah, but the Ramah says that how did Rabbi Yeshua Yehuda know you have to steal the Mishal Imay also? Because it says, Enenu Shemeya B'Kol Ovo V'Kol Imay. And he understands that Enenu Shemeya B'Kolenu is referring to the fact that he's stealing from them. That we're going to see in Mitzvah later in the Ramah. So now he has a Psalashin, and this that's earlier in the Mishnah. But on this Gemara now, of Al-Madash and Levayach Mishus Behem, the Ramah holds like most Rishayim, that the husband has the Peris, but not the Guf, even without the Tnai. So what do you need? So what do you need the time for? The Ramah addresses it. The Eloi Omele Hachi have a Eloi Omele Hachi have a Peir Lebal. I guess you should say the Legari Minichsim Elug Ubeinu Dovish Nisroik Nubay Harish Shusla Imay. We need something that's Nisroik Nubay Shusla Imay. Should be 100% in the wife's in the mother's Rishus. What it means? Davish in Israikna by Harishus Leimai. Maybe the Ramah means like this. At least the Ramah, it's not clear what he wants. The Ramah is addressing this question. Teresh is addressing this question. What do you need the Tanai? Because without the Tanai, the Peiros would belong to the husband. That's the Ramah, it's like Rabbi Shai. The parents belong to the husband. So what? So, but the mice of the Karen belongs to the mother. So it's still the Karen still belongs to the mother. So why isn't that enough to be called that it was gone to Mishal Imay? The Ramah says because no, you need Dovish in this Reikna HaRishus LeImay. The Rishus was totally exhausted into the mother. Just conjecturing, maybe the Ramah means like this: that since the Ramah holds that you have to have mamish signal from the mother, we saw the Ramah you need matul yoda, should be mamish gendeva from the mother. Maybe it has to be not just that it belongs to the mother; it has to be in the mother's rishus, like by kefil. If you steal something from somebody, if you stole something that's not in the bayam's rishus, so you're not chayiv kefil. You're not chayav kefil to the original Bialim because it lacks in the gunav and beis ish. You didn't steal it from the rishus of the Baal. The shalif even chayav karen to the Bialim, but certainly not chayav kefil. So maybe saying if the husband has peris in it, so maybe it's not called that it's in the mother's rishus because the mother can't do with it whatever she wants. That was the mother's can't use it right now. That's the idea of Simulot. The husband needs the Paris. If the husband needs the Paris, that means it's not. The wife can't do with it whatever she wants. She can't dispose of it however she wants. If the mother has metabolism, you have to convert it to something that's Isa Paris, and the Paris go to the husband, and the Karen belongs to the wife. So maybe it's not cool that it's fully in the Rishus of the wife. And now if the son steals it, it lacks in the Maisig Neva. He's stealing something that, yes, it belongs to the mother, but it's not totally in the Rishus of the mother. It's not in the Sreik Mil Rishus Ima. It's not totally in the mother's rishus, so it lacks in the ma'isig neva. If it lacks in the ma'isig neva, then it lacks in the leisignei from the mother. That works well in the Ramah. I don't know. Then you have to know what happens if a ganav steals nusim elug. Is he chayav kefil to the mother? I don't know how all these things work. I don't know. There's like a whole project there to figure out. But even if we'll say if that's the shot in the Ramah, even if that's so, but I hear it more in the Ramah. Well, also you really need a ma'isig neva from the mother, and you need mochyodo. So it has to be mamish gneiva from the mother. So it has to be mamish gneiva from the mother. So even if the husband has a Swiss peiros in it, that takes away from it's a lack in the gneiva from the mother, because he's not stealing something that's totally in the mother's rishus. He's stealing something that, yes, it's the goof is the mother's, but it's not totally in the mother's. It's the mother can't dispose of it as she wants. So it lacks in the meis of gneiva from the mother. So and the Ramah holds you need a signoi from the mother and a signoi from the father. That's good in the world of the Ramah, but if you hold like Rashi. Then you don't need matul yada. All you need is that she has a shaychus in that money, like we said. She has a shaychus in the money. Because it should be called that you stole the payer, you're eating at the mother's expense. So why can't the Gemara say the case in Nichsim Aluk? So what if the father has parents? But the Maisa, the money belongs to the mother. So that's I had a, that's so maybe we could say this was the maybe we could say right, so maybe we could say that Mimokim Shabbos Hey Yosef Lefi Rashi the Ikar is the Achilo, the Ikar is the Achilo, and the Gneiv is just a Tanai. And the way we masber, what's the pshat the Gneiv is a Tanai? That the Achilo has to be at the expense of the mother. He's eating something at the expense of the mother. In other words, his achila is at the expense of the mother's achila, at the expense of the mother. The mother can't eat for the kid. So therefore it doesn't matter even if it was matal yoda, it wasn't matal yoda, but the money, like we saw before in Rashi, the money's mezumin for the mother's mezainus. So it's called that his achila is coming, you know, at the expense of the mother. So maybe Lefi Rashi, it has maybe Lefi Rashi, we could say that if you have something that the mother herself can't be oichel peris, can't be oichel it now. The mother herself can't be oichel this food now. This karen, this nixim look now, whatever it is, this nixim look, the mother herself can't do the achilles peres now. So yeah, theoretically, the karen is still hers, but it's like in trust. The maisa right now, she can't be oichel peres from that property. So even though it's still in trust for the mother, you know, it belongs to the mother. But right now, she can't eat peres from it. So maybe it's not called that the achil of the ben soyer meire is coming at the expense of the achil of the mother. Because this is a property the mother can't be oichel from now either. In other words, it has to be kilu. He's taking it mitoich pio of the mother. His achila is at the expense of the mother's achila. That's what it means. That's how it's a tanai. It has a kula and a chumra. This idea that I'm suggesting, and the one that it has a tzar chumra that even if it's not mamish to the mother's money, it's like matal yoda. The husband just put it down. He earmarked it for her mizvanus. But nonetheless, it's already called that his achila is at the expense of the mother, because this is money. The money that he stole is money that could have fed the mother. Instead, it's feeding his tithes. So that's mechayim. So that's the chumer side of this svara. But it also has a kula side, that even if the money belongs mamish to the mother, but it's not money that the mother could use to buy her meals, because it's locked up in trust, because she's only able to have to keep the care, but the parish is not allowed to have. So it's locked up in trust for her. So maybe that's not mechayim. So maybe when the son steals, it's not called that his achila is at the expense of the mother's achila. So it's not mitoich pi of the mother. So therefore, he's not chayim. And very speculative. But putting these two things together, that's what I want to say. I want to say on the one hand, you see in Rashi, because this is the part. On the one hand, what am I working with? What are we out with? On the one hand, we see in Rashi a chiddush that if he stole money that the mother never got. But it's just that she has a shaychus in it, because it was mezumin for her mezoinus. That's called that he stole from the mother. That's mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni, the mother. Why didn't the mother say nixim aluk? What's wrong with nixim aluk? The son stole nixim aluk. That's called stealing from the mother. So what? She doesn't have payers. Apparently, that's not enough. If the mother can't eat the payers, it's not called that he stole from the mother. So we have two opposites. On the one hand, money that totally doesn't belong to the mother. But it's mezumin for her mezainis. That's called that he did steal from the mother. Mitzad sheni, money that actually belongs to the mother, but right now she can't eat payers from it, so it's just locked up in trust for her. That's not called that he stole from the mother. That's the problematic of you. So I'm mixing into that the fact that the ma'aseh lav is not like sigzul according to Rashi, according to Taisa Samach Gimel, according to the Pashas Gemara Samach Gimel, the lav is just l'seichel al adam. It's not. The Ramah has a different shita that's l'seichel. But the Pashas in the Babli shita is that the lav is from l'seichel al adam, like the Gemara Samach Gimel. So it's not really lav l'seichel at all. It doesn't have to have dharm of l'seichel. It has to be that the achila is mitoich pihem of the mother and the father. So that's what I want to say. So maybe we could mix up these three things and say this kind of word. The chiv is if the achila is mitoich piha of the mother and mitoich piha of the father. He's eating at their. He's eating food at their expense. They're going to go hungry because he's eating food, because he's eating. He's being zayil v'sayil. So on the one hand, doesn't have to mamish be her mother, her money. It's enough that it's money that's mezumin for her mezainus. On the other hand, even if it is her money, but it's not money that she could convert into supper. So maybe that's not enough to be mechayiv. Maybe that's not enough to be mechayiv in zayil. Okay. I want to take a look at the Ramah Taka. We did this. The Ramah we talked a lot about at the beginning of the parak, but now we're here in the sugya. I want to revisit a little bit. By the Ramah. A lot of things here in the Ramah. Gan Mishal Aviv on the Mishnah. Says the Ramah, Mashmi Miho Masnisa. Sounds from the Mishnah, the Pshitale Latano, that it was Pashit to the Tano. The Iker Chiyuba de Ben Soyer Mara Mishum de Gan Av Yachal. That it was Pashit to the Tano, that the Chiyuba of Ben Soyer Mara, that the Chiyuba, the Iker Chiyuba of Ben Soyer Mara, is because he was Gan Av Yachal. Midulay Yitzchak Lashmin and Ella Dein Achayev Ad Shiyignev Mishalav Vyoychel Vishusachayim. Was the Tana didn't even bother to have to tell me that you need to have a gneva. That was axiomatic by the Tana. The Tana has a discussion that whom does the gneva have to be from? It has to be God of Mishalov, it can't be God of Mishalachayim. It's Shchichalei and so on. But Kilu, that was supposed to take for granted that there has to be a gneva here somewhere. So the Ramah was saying, where did that assumption come from? That Ben Sarah Mara has anything to do with the gneva? It's up to Ramah. Vekar Hamilso, Ibai Tema Svara. Could be as this far. The Ben Soyer Mara, Al Shem Soyfil Nidon, the Soyfil is Melastim as Hebrews. The whole idea of Ben Soyer Mara is that he Soyfil the last name as Hebrews, like the Mishnah said later. Ilkachi Gonav, Vekonav, Veochal, Osulam Suchi, Begneva in. So therefore I have to have Gonav, Konav, Veochal, so that he should be a person who's going to be Nimshach in Gneva. He has to already be starting the habit of being Melastim as Hebrews. But if he's not Gonav, then I don't see that he's on the road to being Melastim as Hebrews. That's one possibility. Bitboy Tema Kro. Possibility number two, says the Ramah, that it's a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Dichsiv v'Yisroel says Malkus. It says in Torah that you give him Malkus the first time. The Kaimalon, the Leona Shelem Ken Hisir. We have a rule that every Yonish has to have an Asar. There has to be a lav. Where's the lav of Ben Soyer Mara? V'Al Korchon, v'Lav de Gneva Koikra. The lav, the Asar must be the lav of Gneva. After all, I can see it in the context. The kamayri bezoilul v'soyve deini shemeya v'kol ova v'kolimai. The zoil v'soyve of the parsha is a zoil v'soyve that comes from the fact that he's deini shemeya v'kol ova v'kolimai. That's the sefer that brings it. When it says kielish ben soyre mora. So what does it mean? He's Einu Shemei B'Kol Ovav B'Kolimai. Doesn't spell out what it does. How is he not Shemei B'Kol Ovav B'Kolimai? Says the Sefer. Well, it says in this later on when they bring him to Beis Din, they say B'Neinu Zes Soyer Amayre Einu Shemei B'Kolenu Zoyel V'Soyvei. So you see that in what way is he not Shemei B'Kolenu? In being Zoyel V'Soyvei. So in the beginning of the parasha also, when it says the that's what the parents say. So who did in the Haskalah Sapasha when it says Kiel Ish Ben Soyer Mara Einenu Shemeya Kol Ovav Kolimai? It means he's how is he Einenu Shemeya in being Zoyel V'Soyvei? That's the Sifrei. So says the Ramah. So you see from the context that we're talking about a Zoyel V'Soyvei that is somehow in Einenu Shemeya Kol Ovav Kolimai. It's immediately the Shaychi Bei Ovav Imai. It's a Zoyel V'Soyvei in something that has that's connected to the parents, that the parents have a Shaychus to it. So we can tell from the context that it must be that he's Zoyel V'Soyvei with money that he stole from the parents and the Asar is from Leisigna. The Rabbi's wrapping in a lot of things into this. So let's just summarize what the Rama said. The Rama wants to know where did this whole assumption come from to have to have a Gneva. How does the Mishnah know you have to have a Gneva at all? Never mind Godim Shalovim. Who says you have to have a Gneva altogether? The Rama says, Halachim Pia Kabbalah. Rama says that Abid Roam Nemu Lachila Zul at Vodorim Abid Nemu Ba, the Kulam Alocham in Pia Kabbalah. And one of them is actually Yigmim Shimbe, they have to be going to Mishal Adam. So Rama says, Salachom Mashim Shina. But the Rama says, the Rama is bothered. Where does it come from, this assumption? Says the Rama, two ideas. Number one, the boy is saying, look, Svara. So Svara, he has to be soy for the last and the last time is Hebrews. There has to be already a Gneva in this, mixed into the Ben Sarah, but that's part of his Chil. The boy is saying, Makra, because there must be, in order to have Malkus, there has to be an Azhar. What's the Azhar? The Azhar is like signaling. Then he's not satisfied with that. He has to add to that. What does the signet have to do with Pensarim Meir? Telling me this, you know, Pensarim Meir, where's the Asar of Pensarim Meir? Like signet. So obviously he's bothered. I mean, L'chari is bothered. What does the signet have to do with Pensarim Meir? You know, it's like you're telling me, you know, where's the Asar for a Kil Shabbos? Oh, it says like signet. Yeah, that's an Asar, but it's nothing to do with Kil Shabbos. Like how did that get mixed? So, you know, you want, where's the Asar from Pensarim for Zayl V'Sayvi? Well, because it says like signet. What does the signet have to do with Zayl V'Sayvi? No, it does have to do. Contextually, it does have to do. Because the Zayl V'Sayve is a Zayl V'Sayve of something that's mediated that has a shaykhus to the parents, because it's an Enesh Yemei B'Kolel. So it means it's a Zayl V'Sayve with the parents' money. So if it's a Zayl V'Sayve with the parents' money, so then it's not so, then we could hear that the Hazara is from Lay Signet. Shat Kam Divei Arama. So there's a lot of things in this Ramah, a lot of questions that this Ramah raises. From some of which I have suggestions, and some of which I don't know what to do. First of all, I have a question. The Ramah says, once the Ramah introduces this idea of in Yoni Dekra, that the Zoyl of the Soyle has to be immediately the Shaychi Be'ov of Imai. So therefore we understand that it has to be that, you know, this is a Zayl V'Sayve from the parents' money. So why does he need to come on to the Svara of Lay Signev at all? That there must be an Asara, because you can't have an Einish without an Asara, so that's Asara is Lay Signev, that's how you know you have to have a Gneva. Why didn't you just say this Svara itself? Since Zayl V'Sayve has to do with an Enish Yemei B'Kaleinu, it's immediate to Shaykhavei Olav V'Imai, so that by itself tells me that there has to be a Gneva. After all, the Ramah himself was quite willing to svaras. He started, Yibayisayim Asvar, Yibayisayim Akra. Right? Again, Nachamal, just being sensitive to this. The Ramah says, how do you know this Ignev at all? So first of all, it's a svar, because he's sofer the last him as Habir. So there must be a Ignev over here. Yibayisayim Akra, since there's a Malkus, can't a Malkus add an Asvar? The Asvar must be the signet. When in the world does the signet have to do with Ben Sarim Ayur? Because it says in Enishameh Bekaleinu, obviously the Zayl V'Sayvi is something that has to do with the parents, must be with the parents' money. Oh, so then it must have an Asara. Once it has to have an Asara, so now I know that you have to have a Gneva. And where's the Asara? From Lay Signet. So now I know that you have to have a Gneva. That's a very roundabout way of getting. Why didn't you say that's the Svara? Ibai is saying the Svara, Ibai is saying another Svara. Ibai is saying the Svara has to be saying from the last name of Sebrius. Ibai is saying the Svara, because it says in Enishamei Bekaleno, so it has to be immediately the Shaykh of Ima. It must be that his Zoyl of the Soyve, which is in Enishamei Bekaleno, must be that he stole it from the parents. What do you have to come out to? Ramah goes about it in a very roundabout way. It's very redundant. He says, well, you know, since it says, and then it was Shemei Bekaleinu, so it's immediately the Shaykh of Yehovah Imoi, so therefore, may in Yonah Dekra, I can tell from the context that we're talking about Zoyah, which is Gnevedik, and therefore the Asar is from Lay Signoi, and therefore you have to have a Gneva. What do I need that whole middle step for? We have a Sor right here. Why is this worse than the Sor that he said before about Zoyah from the last time he said B'yat? So this I don't have an answer.
Yeah. Here the nafkamin would be the machlekes between Rabbi and Rashi in the sug earlier. If you have a pasuk, then you have to name a rash from the shus of the mother.
Like that. If it's just the only svara, the kra, maybe wouldn't be matali yoda. Now that it's a pasuk, so you need matali yoda. Nope. So don't bring the pasuk. Don't say the pasuk, and don't argue on Rashi. He only argues on Rashi because you know you need a gneva. Where's the gneva? So don't argue on Rashi. And then, but that's surfing. That's number one. That's a problem for which I don't have a solution. Then I have another question. If already this is true that you need a dover, that it's shaykh by all of the imai, maybe these two questions could be related. If this is already true, that you know, in Yonah Dekra, it has to be that the Gzoil V'Soyve is a dover that's shaykh to the parents, because it has to be named Shemei V'Kaleinu, and that's how we know that it has to be Alidei Gneva. So how could it be a Havamina that it's enough to be Gona Mishal Acher? The Gemara says that the only reason why it has to be Gona Mishal Ovev and not Gona Mishal Acherim is because Mishal Ovev is Shechichalei and Acherim is not Shechichalei. That's not the reason. You need Gona Mishal Ovev because it has to be in Enu Shemei Bekaleinu. No, it's from the Gemara's Mavur that really, you know, it could be Gona Mishal Achayim also, except that it's Loi Shchichole. What do you need that for? It has to be Gona Mishal Achayim because he says an Enoshim Eber Kalein. Doesn't say there's an Enoshim Eber in the call of the neighbor. There's an Enoshim Eber Kalein. So we need the Shaykh Eber Omer Vimah. It was stolen from the parents, not from somebody else.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe it's a shaykhus, but I have to, I don't see my way all the way to the finish line, but I could see that somehow this is all connected. That, you know, that's why the Ramah doesn't want to say this for by itself. That, you know, it's immediately shaykhus of him, because you see in the Gemara that it could be even a neighbor. So it's just somehow an indication that it has to be a neighbor. It's an indication that it has to be a like sigma. Yeah, but I don't know how to work it. At the end of the day, it's not if I could... I mean, it's not a Dovah Shalom.
Why,
I don't know the because at the end of the day, he says it has to be the Shaykh Abiy Olavimai. There is a Svar over here. There is a Inyona Dekra that's indicating that the Zoyl Vesoyvi has to be Shaykh to the parents, which means it has to be stolen from the parents. So A, I don't understand. So what do you need the signet for? And B, I don't understand. So how does that have me to that it's Michelle Acher? Yeah, so obviously, the two questions are related, but they're not, I don't see a Teretz.
Well, why can't you say that he's trying to get the best of both worlds? And so the way he can do that, I mean, the way it can still. Theoretically affect everybody and still keep the union of the union of Shaykhus to father and mother,
right.
Is by saying that that's merely a key to Losigma.
Yeah, but what do you mean it's just a key? Why is it just a key? Why isn't it enough by itself? If it says an Enem Shem Eber Kalenu, that means it has to be immediately the Shaykh be all of Iman. So that means it has to be stolen from the parents. Like, why isn't that sufficient? Yeah, Nechami. If we could somehow figure out why that's not sufficient, well, you still have to resort to Losigma. Then we might be able to answer the other question also, that, you know, that's why there's a Havim in Mishal Achayim, because the Sigdav could be Mishal Achayim too. Yeah, but we're missing the main. So I see the relationship between the two questions 100%. You know, and a good question, if you see the relationship between the questions, that's halfway to an answer. But it's only halfway to an answer. I still need there's a missing piece over here. Later, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say later that in Ishmael Kalayim, there's a requirement to give Hasra.
Rashi learns the parents warn him, don't be zoyel v'soyle. So that Rashi and Ramah on the same page, but they diverge. Rashi says, how do we know that the parents have to warn him? Because it says Ashlin's Vyisroisa means they give him Musa. And the Ramah says that's not what Vyisroisa means. Vyisroisa means Malkus. The parents have to warn him because it says in Enesh Meva Kalenu. Right, so you're asking, so you used up the Pasuk of Enesh Meva Kalenu to tell me that they have to warn him not to be Zoyl Vasayve. So how's it available to tell me that it has to be stolen from him? Oh, so maybe there's something here we could use. Yeah, but I still don't know why we're seeing my way all the way to the finish line. So they say that really what it says in Pasuk is they have to warn him not to be Zoyl V'Soyle. But with what right do they warn him not to be Zoyl V'Soyle? Because it's their boss of Yayin. Because it was stolen from them. Or it was stolen with their money. So that's they have a right to warn him. So therefore, that by itself... I don't know.
So I wouldn't say that. If I have a Sharaf, my signature,
yeah.
Then I know that part of the warning is not to steal. And then the Adramah adds that the warning is not to steal from them.
But why do I need the whole signal? Why can't I just say that since it's they have to warn him, and then they warn him, and it must be that it's theirs to warn him about. I mean, I don't know why that's true.
That's why Hechatesi is theirs to warn about. Maybe they warn him to be wrong, not because they're losing out.
Okay, so then why can't that be them? So I don't know. Okay, we have to think. I think we should leave this. I mean, there's a lot to think about. Hopefully somebody will come up with an answer. We have a lot of material here. There's a lot of one feels that all these kashas they should add up to an answer, but I don't see all the way down. So about a different nekudah, Mr. Ramah. There's no shortage of things here to talk about. The Ramah says that you have to have leisignoiv. Still this topic. So the Ramah says you have to have leisignoiv because again the Ramah says that it has to be immediately the shaychav of v'imay. That's how I know when Yonah dekra that leisignoiv has to do with mensayim mera. Because that's the immediate the shaykh of Avimoy, because it says that Nedeshameh Bekalenu. So again, it sounds like the Ramah is saying that it has to be stolen from the parents, because otherwise, how are they saying it? How is the Zoyl of a Soyve Nogeya to them? So he's Zoyl of a Soyve, what does that do with them? Because how is it Shaykh to them? And I wouldn't have thought that's a kasha. Shaykh, they don't want the kid to be a Zoyl of a Soyve. But also, it's Shaykh to them. And then it's Shemeh Bekaleinu. So he says, oh, it's right that it's theirs. It's stolen from them. So it's, that's the Nyon of the Krah that indicates that Ben Samuel Meir has to do with Lo Signa. So okay, all the previous questions we already have, I don't want to repeat them. But I have a new question. Maisa, he only has to steal, according to the Rabbanon, he only has to steal from the father, not from the mother. But the Pasuk says, Enenu Shemei Bekol Ovav Ubekol Ima. So for that, the Ramah would say, one thing has nothing to do with the other. But the Ramah says, the whole idea of Enenu Shemei Bekol Ima is that it has to be needed, a Shaykh of Ovav Ima, something that has a Shaykhus with the parents, and therefore they can be, so I hear that it has a Shaykhus to the father, but where's the Shaykhus to the mother? But the Pasuk says, Bekol Ovav Ubekol Ima. Again, without the Ramah, there's no problem here at all. The father and the mother tell him, don't be a chazir. What does that have to do? Who he stole it from has nothing to do. That's a different inyan. But the Ramah connects it. The Ramah says that from the fact that it says, is an indication that when the Zoyl of a Soyvi is on their cheshbon. It's on their cheshbon. So how is it on their cheshbon? Because it's stolen from them. It's stolen from the father. It's not stolen from the mother. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he himself says that, but it's shit. The other question, one of the questions that I asked, he also asks, which is, once I know this, meet the Shaykh of Vima, so why do I need Lay Signet? I know, this is also a problem. I had a wild thought, just throwing it out, I'm not saying, I'll throw it out anyway. And maybe would say, like, say, that even though according to the Tanakhama, he only has to steal from the father, so why is it called Midat Shaykhavi Ovavima? So you could say, even if he only stole from the father, and even if he only stole from the father, at the end of the day, since the father and the mother is the one Rishus, father's mechuyev in the mezainis of the mother. Well, I'm not sure that's their isa, but let's say the father's mechuyev in the mezainis of the mother. That's a shaila. What does share mean? Share exclusively also. We'll say along these lines. You know, even if he only stole from the father, but he stole from the, it's still called that it's immediately the shaykh of the ovavima, because the mother also is vested in the father. You know, the father doesn't have any money, and the mother's not going to eat either. So, it's still called immediately the shaykh of the ovavima. Let's say that's not a big lumbus. Say that. We'll just say that. But I thought there would be a rebbe here in Cheshbon, because if that's the case, they're really after that meeting to Shaykhavi Ovavima. The reason why he only has to steal from the father is because stealing from the father, that's already negated to the mother. Let's say that that's true. So it won't be though if the parents aren't married. Then it would come out that he has to steal from the mother too, because he has to meet the Shaykhavi Ovavima. It'll mean that the whole machlekes Tanakhama and Reis of Yehuda is only if the parents are married. If the parents are not married, then even the Rabbanan would agree that he has to steal from the father and the mother. Okay, so that's wild, but there will be a Rebbech. Won't be the Rebbech, maybe somebody capsules the Rebbech. Yeah.
First kash in the sugya, how do you know they're married in the first place?
Right, the Gemara is, how does the mother have any money? Mashikonsi Shikonabailo asked them in Cheschinuch, who says the parents are married? Maybe the parents are not married. The next Mishnah, the Gemara says that the Chibin Soyim Mor is, even if the parents are not married, even if the parents aren't even allowed to get married because they're like related to each other, it doesn't matter. They're still chai, you're still chai. So what's the Gemara's kasha? How does the mother have any money? The mother has money because the parents aren't married. What's the kasha? We'll feed this, it'll be good. The Gemara knew that the Mishnah has to be talking the parents are married. Because if the parents weren't married, the Rabbanu wouldn't argue on Rabbi Yehuda. They would also have to steal Mishal of Vilima, Mishalima, because you need me to Shachabi of Vilima. The only reason why the Rabbanu argue on Rabbi Yehuda is because when the parents are married, so stealing from the father is enough that it's called an Enishame because of Vilima. And Rabbi Yehuda knows, even if they're married, you still need that he should steal separately from the father and the mother. So that's how the Gemara knew the case has to be that they're married. Again, because if they're not married, then the Rabbanu would also agree that he has to steal Mishal of Vilima. That can't be the case of the Mishnah. Okay, anyway, that's Pilpul. The Orem Mice is the lower. So we have here a whole set of problems here in the Ramah. Ha'ila Kulono, the biggest problem in the Ramah is that it's against the Maris Hamach Gimel. The Ramah says the Asorah from Mitzrayim Mary says it has to be an Asorah, but they know Shemel and Kinra Sin. Back then, I says the Ramah, where's the Asorah? Says the Ramah, Lysigna. What do you mean? The Gemara says in Samach Gimel that the Asar is from Lysigna Adon. There is the Gemara. The Ramah himself in Samach Gimel is mad about that Gemara. It's not like he didn't have that Gemara. Where's the Brisa? Minayin loichel min abehem akayim shteitzi nashu b'leisa seish tamalem b'leisaychel adam. The Varachal is Sechel Adam, the Sechel Bosev, Dain Damazik. But they say, Menayan Shane Mavach and Mavin Aluga based him. Tamalem, the Sechel Adam. But Kiva Menayan Sinhed and Shahogos and Ephesh and Taim and Kun Kalesi, Yom Tamalem, the Sechel Adam. Om Rab Yechonon, silent to be yours, Om Rab Yechonon. As we'll see later, it might be important. Om Rab Yechonon, that's in parentheses. As Horlev and Sarah Murray, Tamalem, the Sechel Adam. Then the Gemara says, Akulam and Elaikim, Shum Tahavali Lafshib of Polos. And there's so many things in this lab, so it's a lab, Shabbat Chalos, but the mice, it's a lab. So what is the Ramah? So why do we have to find a new rat? The Ramah by us says, there has to be a lab. What's the problem? There is a lab. Looks like a lab, no. Well, that's a different question. The Ramah wants to prove that there has to be an Asar over here. There must be a lab. Which identifies as being Leisignoiv. Says the Ramah, how does he know? Because it says the Yisroel, that he gets Malkus, and he can't get Malkus without an Asorah, because they know Yishanelim came last year. Why did the Ramah have to command Mitzad the Malkus? Why did the Ramah say Mitzad the Misal? And Yishanelim came last year, and it's true by Misa as much as by Malkus. So forget the Yisroel, it's a Drosha, there's a Chiyah Malkus, the Teres of the Ferish, the Ragmul Klaj, there's a Chiyah Misa, there's a Chiyah Misa. So and in Shemelim came Asir, there has to be an Asar. What's the Asar? The Asar is Leisigna. So there are two kashas there. Number one, it's against the Gemara Samach Gimel. He's making up the Gemara Samach Gimel gives me an Asar. Leisigna Adom, don't do an Achila, it's maybe the Shifas Dom. So we have an Asar. What does he need a new Asar? That's question number one. Question number two, the Ramah says there must be an Asar, Mitzad, he gets it from the Malkus. Because the Yisrael say there's Malkus, how could there be Malkus without an Asar? Ergo, there must be an Asar. What's the Asar? Lo Sigma. But why invoke the Malkus? It has to be an Asar, Mitzad the Misal. Because you can't have a Misal without an Asar. Yeah, so obviously these questions are also related. So what's the Josh? Right, so Chorib is, and Ilchanan, one question answers the other. That the Ramah can't prove from the Misal that there must be an Asar. Because for the Misa, yes, there is an Asar. That's the Gemara Samach Gimel. Loisaychel al Adom. But the Ramah held that the Asar of Loisaychel al Adom is not the Asar for the Malkus. It's only the Asar for the Misa. Why can't it be the Asar for the Malkus too? So number one, it's Lashon Nitin Asar. It's Mrs. Basin. Basin Samach Gimel touches on this. We have a rule. Once a lav is needed as for the Asar for Misa, then you don't get Malkus for that lav.
But Gnev is allowing Takasai, though.
No, but here there is a Malkus. It says Yisroel, so there is a Malkus over here. So even though it's lav in the class, even though it's lav in the Tashlumim, but for this lav of Leisignoiv, which I'm myself going to talk about in the Hemshech, this particular kind of Leisignoiv has a Malkus. Because it says Yisroel, Torah Megalot does have a Malkus. But the Ramah says, but the Malkus has to have an Asar. So the Asar can't be the Asar of Leisaychel Adam, because Leisaychel Adam is used up to be the Asar for the Misa. So it's a lav in the Asar, it's Misa's based in. That's number one. Right, that could be an Israel by itself. Also, number two, could be that it's also maybe the Ramah just telling that the Seichel Adom is not mashma the lav, it can't be the Asar for the Malkus. Because the meaning of the drasha is don't do an achila that comes l'day miso. So that's the second achila that's made l'day miso. Maybe the first achila is not made l'day miso at all. Maybe it's telling me more in the end of Hanachanokim whether the gneva is aschalta l'day miso. No, sorry, that's the second name. But he was on the first name. The first name is maybe the name Malchus, not maybe the name Misa. Yes, you can say ultimately it is maybe the name Misa too, but maybe the Rama held that the first name is not maybe the name Misa at all. So it doesn't, just in Pshut Tishal Mikra, it doesn't go into the Drosha of Loisar Chol Adam. So that needs to have a new Asara of its own. So what's the Asara? The Asara for the Malchus has to be Loisignan. All right, why can't Loisignan be the Asara for the Misa too? Yeah, that will say Kalmer, the first that can't be, because if you're going to use up the signal to the Asar for the Miso, then it'll be a lapse into the Asar's Mrs. Based. And if it's a lapse into the Asar's Mrs. Based, then you can't get Malchus. That's how it has to come out here in the Ramah. That's the Chor of the Pashat of Shah. That the Ramah has two Asaras. One Asar is for the Miso, and another Asar. There's an Asar for the Miso, that's the Gemara Sam Achimel, the Seichel Aladom. And then there's Asar for the Malchus, for the Malchus, the first Achilo, that's Taka from the signal. That's the cheshen of it. The Yishami is not like the Ramadan, if that's the case, because the Yishami says with Feirish that both Achilus are from Leisignai. One from Leisignai, one from Leisignai. So Yishami holds that everything's from Leisignai. I mean, there's two Leisignai, Leisignai and Leisignai, but they're all Leisignai. But in the Ramadan doesn't mention the Yishami. So the Ramadan we could say, we have to say, that that's the Ramadan. Leisechol Adom, that's the Asara for the miso, but the asar for the malchus, that's taka from Lois Sigmund. That's how it has to come out. At least an interesting question. If that's the case, so by the second achilo, the achilo of the miso, does it have to be gone to Mishalov? The master's the whole reason you need gone to Mishalov because it's based on Lois Sigmund. So that's the first achilo. It's based on Lois Sigmund. But the second achila is from Leseichel Adam. Maybe it doesn't have to be gone to Mishalov at all. I don't know. Tzarech Bdikla. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about achila Mishnah for all I know. I mean, I'll be married to Chiddush. The Ramah holds achila Shni doesn't have to be gone to Mishalov. I have to check it out. Probably says somewhere there, not the way. It's too radical a thing not to be. I don't know. But certainly needs to be. You need to do a search in the Ramah, see if there's a gilia. I find it hard to believe that the second achila doesn't need to be gone to Mishalov. Maybe one is Megal and the other. Say, there's a Gila, it's the same in Enish Shemei B'Kaleinu. You have to let Enish Shemei B'Kaleinu is by both. And Enish Shemei B'Kaleinu, their Ramah is already Miram, is that it's Midi D'Shaich B'Ov V'Imar. I don't know, but it needs to be thought about anyway, just to double check. Probably you have to have Ganim Shalavah by both. Yeah, we have to really go back to the Gemara and pay both. No, I'm not going to go into that right now. I just don't want to do it. I'm not. I have to. We have to. We did that sugya in the Shira. We just going to have to dig back into that sugya and see how that's going to relate to all this. Okay, we're going to stop here. I just want to. What I want to still work out in the Ramah, besides maybe the Sugin and Echnokim, how it connects, is how does this Ramah stim or does it stim with the Ramah and Samach? There's three Ramahs in this whole topic. This Ramah that we're just doing right now by us from. There's Ramah and Samach Gimel on the Gemara Balaseichel Al Adom. So take a look at that Ramah and Samach Gimel. We did this at the beginning of the parak, but now it's the Ramah in Samach Gimel. And the Ramah later on, right? Aleph Amud Beis, just to take a look at it again. But the Ramah about Droidus, that the Ben Sarimar Al Shem, in Aleph Amud Beis, the Ramah about the Al Shem Seifin there. Al Shem Seifin there, the Ramah says it's Midin Droidus. Droidus doesn't need an Asar. That's like a whole new. Okay, so there's three Ramahs, and we have to put them in a right relationship with each other. Some of this work we already did, but maybe it's coming out a little bit different this time. There's the Ramah by us. that says that that Ben Soya Moria has an asar from the Sigma, and the way we're working at now means there's two asars, there's the Sigma for the first Hilo, and there's the Soichel Adam for the second Achilo. There's a Raman Samach Gimel that says that Soichel Adam is not the asar for Beisro Isoi, because Beisro is not the asar for the Malkus, because the Malkus is from Beisro Isoi. What is that exactly? What's he saying over there, and how does that connect to this Ramah? And then there's the Raman Ayin Aleph from the base who says that Ben Soya Moria is altogether a Chiv Roidev. But Hashem Seifin there, he means it's a Roidev. Are all these two Ramahs on the same page? And if not, how many Ramahs are there exactly over here? Is it two? Is it three? I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but I just want to work out a little bit the relationship between these two Ramahs. Yeah, and then I suppose we really have to, despite my not being so enthusiastic about doing it, we have to somehow look a little bit again at this psukh at the end of Anechanokim. Okay, I'm not sure if we're going to do that or not. But I guess we probably have to.